Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country, and one of the busiest girls in country music, Becky Cole. How are you?
Oh, never better. Any better and I'd be up and about.
Oh, well, there you go. Now, where are you today?
I am in Rob McCormack Studio on the beautiful Central Coast. It is raining outside, but it's nice in here. He keeps the air kind of regulated, and it's beautiful. Nice. I think I've interrupted the recording of Paul Coster's album to do this with you.
Yes, and you've actually pinched his computer as well.
Is this Paul's computer? All right.
Well, it's Paul's Skype account.
Is it? Oh. I think I've got one.
When you reach the level of stardom of Becky Cole, you don't need to know if you have your own Skype account or not.
That is hilarious. No, you've just caught me out as being an absolute technical imbecile.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. So what sort of phone do you have? Have you got the iPhone?
Is that what that is? I know, I just got a text from Catherine Britt. There you go.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Yes, it is an iPhone. So that's good. So you're being moved into the modern world, kicking and screaming.
Absolutely. Yes, I no longer have to pedal to communicate.
Yeah. Far better. Now, if you were pedalling around this great country of ours, you wouldn't be able to do nearly as many dates as you have been. So you've been touring this fantastic new album. Here's one I prepared earlier. Now, the other thing that I do really enjoy is your single, Shiny Things. You, just like me, are attracted to shiny things. And you do. So tell me about the song and the writing of the song, the experience behind it.
Well, I wrote Shiny Things with Lynn Botel. That's one of two songs on the album that I wrote with Lynn. She's amazing. She's a great writer and has her own album of new songs coming out early next year. So I'm very excited for Linny. And she's also currently on tour with me, both as a member of my band and opening the show. And we've been friends since, I think it was 97. I was the first person to ever get her drunk. So it's quite an important friendship. And, I have that role in many people's lives, I think. But so we wrote this song, and I didn't actually feel very creative the day that we wrote Shiny Things. So I rang her in the morning and I said, look, I don't really think I've got one in me. I don't want to waste your time. And she said, get your butt in the car and come up here. We're writing today. And so I'm sort of driving along, and I'm tapping away on the steering wheel, and I got to her place, and it was like this urgency, this sort of creative urge, and any creative person will know what I'm talking about. It's sort of like, you need to go to the bathroom or something. And so yep. I ran to her house. She said, hello, and I said, no time, where's the pen? And I started scribbling on her whiteboard and shiny things, just a few lines from it. And the song, yeah, it's about the distractions of life. And I have always had them. And I suppose for me, writing a kind of personal song, but making light of it and putting my tongue in my cheek is what I tend to do. And it became an obvious first choice for a single.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely great. The video clip's pretty cool too.
Fun. So much fun.
This album was produced by Shane Nicholson.
Yes.
He's a great fella.
He really is, he's a wonderful producer. And look, I absolutely loved the work he did as a producer on, many other people's, especially Catherine Britt's last record. I just think that to me just proved that Shane is just, ever changing, ever evolving as a producer. And it was these songs that I wanted to bring to Shane to do something completely different. And, it's one of those things. It was a risk. It was also a risk using my road band on the record, only a risk because it was away from the norm. I always knew that they'd do a good job of it, but it was, whether people were going to accept me for changing so much, or do I stick to the same old stuff? And I thought, no, I don't want to be stale. I do want to do it my way. And I wrote a big list of how I wanted this album to go, from the people I wanted on it, the producer, the artwork, as I mentioned, even the photography, and down to the point that I wanted to pay for it myself, because while I had offers from record companies to put up the money, I didn't want anybody to have any input. This is me being very, very stubborn. But I wanted to do it my way, and then I was so sure that the finished product was going to be good enough that the record company wanted to take it over. And I was very, very lucky. That, again, was a gamble, but I was lucky. It paid off.
Stand in your own spotlight, and it won't take forever till it's your song to sing. Keep turning your head and never regret love and shiny things. Cause all that glitters could be gold. I never believed what I was.
Well, that was part one of my interview with the very, very funny Becky Cole, and you're going to want to stick around. Because next week we've got part two of the interview with plenty more craziness from Becky Cole and myself. And we'll also be talking to her a little bit more about her new album, Songs and Pictures. It's all next week on Real Country.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now, behindthewheel.com.au.
Aside from a better night's sleep, there are so many other benefits to treating your snoring. For example, did you know that snoring can lower your immunity and susceptibility to serious health issues? Your snoring also affects the health and happiness of your partner. These are just a couple of reasons why it's a good idea to try a simple mandibular splint from Instantly Stop Snoring. Designed to hold your lower jaw stable, preventing your tongue from blocking your airways, these devices are fully guaranteed and in use by doctors and hospitals. Call this number now for Instantly Stop Snoring, 1-800-991-2259.